All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
Hey, Tyler. So today we're talking about a survey that was out on the internet, once again, put out there by Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. The question is, the statement is, and it's almost like a Jeff Foxworthy statement. Remember how Jeff Foxworthy used to say, you might be a redneck if, and then he would like whip out all these little funny little endings. You remember all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Jeff Foxworthy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I don't know if he's that funny, but you know, he's not as funny as us, I don't think. Well, anyways, so we put this one out. It says, finish this saying, you might be a trucker if, and then of course, I got to be honest with you, it just went like through the internet. It went on fire. Have you seen how many? I didn't even count them, just tons and tons of answers. And hey man, we should read a couple of these answers.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, you know, there's some there's some insulting ones. And you know, truckers are like, you know, truckers are like, I mean, I'm a trucker. I can say this. Truckers are like the bullies on the school bus. You know what I mean? Like they don't care that it's a little retarded kid they're picking on. I mean, it literally, and not the truckers. I shouldn't say that because then I'm going to get bad publicity on that statement. But you remember the kids on the school bus, they didn't care who they picked on. They just did. And the one thing that truckers pick on a lot is Swift drivers. I mean, it's just, gosh, I couldn't even imagine being a Swift driver because several people got in there and they finished the statement. They said, you might be a trucker if you don't drive for Swift.
Okay. So I don't even know. I see what you mean though. Cause I feel bad. I do feel bad for Swift because they have so much hate. And, you know, I'm actually, hey, you might be a trucker if you're smart enough to come up with such a clever Facebook comment. I mean, come on.
That's a good one. No, it's true, though. I mean, they beat the hell out of these Swift drivers. And, you know, Swift got guys that have big safe driving awards and have been driving for many, many years. But, gosh, I can't even imagine, you know what I mean, coming down the inner. Can you imagine going coast to coast one trip and not hearing an insult on the CB? I bet you can't. If you're a Swift driver,
you probably can't. Like you're that guy that you're that Prius, like driving down the road that everyone, when they drive past, they just, the vehicle says something about them inside, you know? Yeah, oh, there's the Prius.
You're like
driver.
The guy, you're like the guy in the moped, you know, you're not getting respect. If you're
no,
truck.
No,
it's sad.
You don't get the motorcycle wave back. What else we got? These are some funny ones, man.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch in here. I'm just kind of scrolling through them right now here. Here's one that says, you might be a trucker if you can't change a tire, but will tell the tire tech how to do it. And, you know, I gotta tell you, that's a definite right there. Cause us truckers, we know everything.
Yeah. What is that? What is the saying about the light bulb?
How many truckers does it take to put a light bulb in? Zero. They'd all sit around in the dark and bitch about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
a bitch about the dark. Here's another one. When you check the height clearance in your personal vehicle, and I got to be honest with you, some of these things I can really relate to because I still do it. I haven't driven a tractor trailer in a long time, but I still notice heights, you know, and scale signs, everything. I take notice to everything ever since all my trucking days, Tyler. What do you think?
What's funny though is since I stopped driving, you know, I think about things, but I hit more curbs in my normal truck than I never ever did in my semi. So like, I don't understand how that works, but I think about it, but I'll still run stuff over in my personal vehicle compared to my semi. But I don't know. I like these ones. Some of these ones are like this one right here. You might be a trucker if you go to take off in your car and you reach for the clutch. Like, there's just some of these are just, you know, raw truckers. You can tell that they're going for that raw trucker feel compared to some of these other guys are just jokers, you know?
Hey, I couldn't tell you when I used to drive all the time and I'd come home, how many times I parked my normal vehicle and actually went to push my air brake in. I mean, literally that I've done that, you know, just because it's like he said, sometimes you'll be driving your car thinking you're getting ready to shift when you're so used to doing it. Yeah, I can relate to that. That's a good one, actually. What else you got?
Oh, man. Oh, is this the one you read? Everyone at the truck stop when a Swift driver pulls in. Oh, that's just a meme. That's a funny meme, though. It's a bunch of little. Another Swift joke, man. What is those? The little animals that go inside the holes in the deserts and stuff, and they pop up, kind of pop their head up, kind of like whack-a-mole.
Prairie dogs?
Prairie dogs, yeah. It's a bunch of prairie dogs sticking their head up. Oh, you might.
I'm watching the Swift guy park. Yeah. Hey, you know,
another photo of a Swift driver. There's so many Swift insults on here. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have to do a show just for a Swift show, just to have fun. You know, maybe we can get some Swift guys on here. See, you know what we ought to do? I would love, that would make a great show. We get a couple Swift drivers on the show, not to make fun of them, just to get their perspective or opinion of out in the road and how they feel, the way they're treated and everything. I'd love to have that show, a special show on Swift driving. I'm telling you, that would be a good show out of respect for the company itself. Here's another one. You know, Tyler, this might be going on since I was a driver, because, you know, back when I was a driver, we didn't have a lot of camera phones and all that stuff. But this one says, when your memory card storage is full from your truck pics, sunrise, sunset, and road pics, and then he puts and porn. So I guess that means you're a trucker if your memory cards are full. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see that one. I don't know. Some of these are kind of interesting. Like, they're kind of, you know, sometimes truckers and their comments are a little bit broken. Can't really understand some of them fully. But this guy commented two in a row. One of them, you know, pretty classic. You just spoke about it. You did it yourself when you go to release the brakes while you're in your personal vehicle. But then I like this one right here. You start rolling slow into a stoplight in your car, like as if, you know, you got a load behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about this one? You instinctively look into every cup and bottle you drink out of every time you take a sip. Is that something to do with trucker bombs? I mean, I
would say, you know, I would say that could be a combo between trucker bombs and a lot of, you know, truckers are spitters and stuff. So, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And here's Johnny Boy. He says, you peed in a bottle. All truckers peed in a bottle. That's true. He's right. You might be a trucker if your bathroom is your soda bottle.
You kind of segued right into that perfect kind of, I wanted to mention this meme. I guess you can count it as you might be a trucker if, but not really. But it says, you're not a real trucker until you've hit a hitchhiker with a piss bottle. So it's kind of,
who said that one? I didn't even see that one on there.
It's just a meme someone posted of this diehard trucker and his truck or something.
Speaking of piss bottles, here's another one. It says, Alan writes and says, you might be a trucker if you can pee in a bottle while driving. Well, Alan, I'm not a trucker then, because I've never even attempted that one. There ain't no way I'm taking a leak and then something happening all over me. No way.
You want to know? No, this, not really so much trucking related, but impressive. When I was for F-16 pilots, so just fighter pilots in general, you know, those guys actually pee in a bottle sometimes while they're flying an F-16. And it is the most impressive thing you've ever seen. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why did you see a guy pee in a bottle? Like, okay, you got to sit behind them, you know, while they're flying. Okay, so you know what's going on. Okay, we can't see nothing though. But it's impressive, man. If you can drive and pee in a bottle at the same time, respect. But at the same time, maybe you should just pull over, safety, you know. So.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna leave that one alone. How about this? You might be a trucker if you set your alarm to get up at 10 o'clock at night to deliver. And he's right about that, man. That must be a reefer driver setting his alarm for late at night to make a delivery, because I've done it quite a few times with a reefer.
Man, to be honest, I wouldn't even, that stuff doesn't work for me. I'd just stay up the whole time.
Here's one, Tyler. You might be a trucker if you try to go through a weigh station in your four wheeler. And I got to be honest with you, man, that would suck. But I could actually see, being home, you get so used to being in that truck, you're going down the interstate and all of a sudden you think you got to pull in because the green light's on.
Funny, not really. I haven't personally done it on an interstate, but you know, when you're moving and you have to weigh your goods for, you know, getting paid for how much weight you're hauling and stuff, you know, you kind of you got to go through the truckers' weigh stations and stuff, and it's kind of funny having all the truckers look at you like, who's this guy? He's just got a four-wheeler and a trailer. Why is he pulling through a weigh station? Yeah, some funny looks you get when you're not a trucker and you're the Swift driver, but in a four-wheeler. I don't know. Here's one I kind of like. You might be a trucker if you finish face-to-face conversations with 10-4.
I've got a couple that I made up myself that is similar to that, but that's true. 10-4-4. Actually, we used to say 4, but 10-4, yeah. How about this one? When you float gears in your personal truck and you have a shifter extension on it. So that's a real bad one if you put a little fake extender on there.
It's hard to find any trucks nowadays, commercial trucks that even have stick. You know, you got some of the, I think you might be able to order Cummins still, like a Dodge 3500 with a stick, but they're hard to find.
Tyler, one guy writes, you might be a trucker if you wear flip-flops. What the hell kind of answer is
that? Here's this smart aleck. Listen to this guy, Daniel. You might be a trucker if you drive a truck. Thanks, guy. Yeah, I appreciate you.
You know what, Daniel? We better just go home now. He just
took away everything.
Showstopper. How about you make wide right turns and left turns in your personal vehicle? Of course, you know what? That's definite. Most people that are truck drivers end up doing that, always taking things a little wide. In fact, it was funny, is a couple of times my wife has said to me, is there a trailer back there? You know, when I was making my turn. But yep. Yeah, I can relate to that one too.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them. Let me see. If you lose your emergency flashers when backing up in your personal vehicle, doesn't make sense. Here's one. Wesley writes in, you might be a trucker if someone tells you to go to hell and you tell them you delivered there yesterday. Yeah. Drop a load off.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. What are they like dropping off on?
He must be talking about Hunts Point.
We need to do that. Just gave me an idea. We need to run another survey. Where's your drop off of hell? Like where is the place that you don't look forward to going to? So that's, I appreciate that comment. Where is this? I just had one, but I started scrolling.
I don't know. What does pizza box it mean?
I was going to ask that, but I didn't want to seem stupid.
I know.
I don't know what that is.
Christian Colossus or whatever your name is. You wrote, you might be a trucker if you've had to, quote, pizza box it at least one time. What, Tyler, Google that. What is the trucking term pizza box? Because I've been a trucker my whole life and I've never heard of the term pizza box it. What does a trucker mean when he says, do you think that's maybe just like I don't even know. Where the heck's this guy from?
Urban Dictionary. This is it. Pizza boxing it. This is an action that occurs when there is a weak Wi-Fi signal. That's nothing to do with trucking. All right. We got to do another search.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And he's from California, by the way. You already know California really isn't included in the United States, right? It's like kind of their own little world out there. So they pizza box things. And for Oregon... Orangeville, California is where our buddy Christian's from. Pizza box it, he said. Tyler, I'm not getting that one.
I don't know. The pizza truck, the pizza company. I'm not coming up with really anything. I did type in it initially, what is pizza boxing it? And it typed up with some weird sexual thing for Pizza Hut. So I don't know. Maybe it's something at the Pizza Hut. I don't know. I'm lost of words. Who knows?
Maybe we can get Christian on the on here. Hey, how about this one? You might be a trucker if you roll up to stop signs real slow in your personal car. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, I do that now. I'm not a trucker anymore. How about this one? You might be a trucker if you fall asleep behind the wheel.
You might need to stop being a trucker.
Yeah,
you might. but
how about Tyler? I hate to tell you this Tyler Merrill, his icon is Beavis and Butthead. And but Tyler writes, the other Tyler writes, you might be a trucker if you've pooped inside your vehicle.
You have to be a trucker to do that?
I'll be honest with you. I would not be qualified as a trucker because I haven't pooped in my vehicle. My dog did once and he got a good beating.
Yeah, I've never done that either. Here you go. Here's kind of a happy one. You might be a trucker if, he worded it wrong, but I'll read it anyway. You might be a trucker if when you try to blow air horn when you see a child. I get what you're saying. That was a Linda, so probably a girl. You know, you're a trucker if you try and, you know, honk your horn when you see a kid driving past you.
Hey, Chris Petty writes, you might be a trucker if you only take a shower once a week. Chris, I got news for you, brother. You're allowed to take more than one shower a week as a trucker. I don't know
how many times you pull. You only gas up once a week, or how does that work? Do you only go into a truck stop once a week?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to shower more than once a week. I'm going to tell you something. I was an OTR guy, and I literally took a shower every day. It was very, very few times that I would skip a day. I mean, literally, because I would time it to fuel up. I mean, most places, if you fuel up 50 bucks worth of fuel, you get a free shower, and I always manage to shower. I'm not saying that there wasn't one or two times that I didn't shower. I'm just saying I there's no way I'm waiting till the seventh day to shower.
So I'm sure you've seen this one because it's right below what you're about to read, what you read just now. From Brad, you are morbidly obese.
Yeah, if you might be a trucker if you're morbidly obese. And you know, that's true. I'll be honest with you. I gained weight out there too. All those bags of Snickers.
Yeah, I think I might in the show notes. I'm going to go ahead and link the episode for how to prevent becoming morbidly obese as a trucker. But I really like his second one. He says, "You dress up like a cowboy, but have never been on a horse."
I like that one. That's one, to be honest with you, out of all these, and there's like probably 1,000 more of these. We're not going to read them all, but out of every one of them, I got to give Brad the award of probably at least top three answers.
Oh,
because
yeah, I agree.
Tyler, how many times you've been in a truck stop and somebody's got a big old belt buckle on and cowboy boots on?
Yeah, it's like, I think maybe they listen to Bon Jovi too much or something. I don't know. Like they think, okay, I'm a trucker now, so I'm automatically like a cowboy. But that's not necessarily true. I mean, you got a lot of, you know, farmer boys becoming truckers and stuff. But man, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. And it's funny. What's even more funny is I go into truck stops now and you go into, and there's two ironic things about this, but I go into the truck stop and they sell like $100 jeans, $1,000 boots, like just ridiculously priced pieces of clothing. It's like, first of all, truckers aren't going to. Some truckers, I guess, might pay the money for that, but it's definitely not affordable. But hey, I guess that maybe they buy it. I don't know.
Tyler, listen to this. One of the biggest sayings on the CB out there is "Shut up, stupid!" Right. So if you scroll down and look at Skip Daisy, what he writes? Did you see that one? He writes, "You might be a trucker if your wife rolls over and whispers, 'I ain't got no panties on,' and you tell her." Shut up, stupid. Somebody wrote best one yet. Yeah. He has a bunch of thumbs up. And I guess that's it. They're just basically saying a trucker that he's half asleep. You know what I mean? He's so used to saying shut up, stupid that he tells his wife.
Man, yeah. Well, he'll regret that when he's back in the truck, I guess. Let's see. Man, I guess that's kind of.
Look at Tony. And here's a good one. It probably ain't the funniest, but Tony Gilterez writes, you might be a trucker if you judge and criticize four-wheeler drivers. And let's be honest with each other. 99% everybody driving a truck always criticize a four-wheeler. But I'll tell you something. What's funny, and we're going to have an article on in the future about this, but I just seen a report, and I don't want to get into it too much because it's another show, but I just seen a report where CBS had this show that they did on live TV where they had showed, you know, death by truckers or whatever it was, you know, this really putting the truckers down and showing how dangerous trucking is. And then like the entire social media got on CBS's case, and CBS went and puts, I guess, I don't know if they did it more than one reporter, but they had at least a reporter out on the road, and they came back and redid a show showing that 80% of all trucking accidents are four-wheeler caused. So that's probably why, like that guy, Tony writes, you might be a trucker if you criticize four-wheelers. Well, Tony, I would tell you, I'm not sure if you're saying that to be sarcastic or just saying that to be true, because it's definitely a true thing. Four-wheelers are the cause of an accident. And as a professional truck driver, we see that, right, Tyler?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. Now, you know, I think it kind of depends. I would love to see the statistics of, like, after a trucker comes out of trucker school, right? And the history of those specific truckers. So we can kind of see which truckers are, like, the bad truckers based off of the school they went to and which aren't, or ones that never went to trucking school. Kind of see those statistics. But generally speaking, 99.99% of the time, it's impatient four-wheelers that create an accident.
Hey, look, there's only one or two here left I'd like to read. Let me get back to this second. One says, you might be a trucker if you get in your car and start to have a panic attack because you think someone stole your CB, GPS, Qualcomm, and where's the damn clutch?
I could kind of say I could see that, but at the same time, I also would have to say, you know, it's a little extreme because you're in your, I don't know. That's just kind of, that's a lot of stuff missing. I don't think I would personally think that someone stole all that stuff from me.
All right. So do you have any, Tyler? Let me, if you got one, we'll save yours for last. Let me give you, I got three here that I jotted down. This is me personally. My, this is me from dealing with truckers for the last 19 years. You might be a trucker if you're from the Northeast and you refuse to drive in the Northeast. Okay. I couldn't tell you how many truckers told me from the Northeast, I refuse to do the Northeast. And I'm thinking, well, how do you get home? Okay. Number two, this is from Troy. You use the word hammer lane when telling your wife to get into the passing lane. And then my final, you might be a trucker if you refer to going to the bathroom as backing in the door and dropping a load.
Hey, those are good ones, man.
You like that? Yeah. Man, just imagine that. Because I know some truckers do that. They say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Well, what's that? Yeah, I got to go make a delivery. I got to go back in the dock. You know, that's the bathroom referral. But anyways, go ahead, Tyler. What do you got?
Man, you know, I burned mine, a spinoff of mine early on. But, you know, my only other one would be kind of like an insult to truckers, I guess. And it would be, you might be a trucker if you think you deserve the best job in the world. Or I don't know. I could come up with a bunch of them, but it would all probably be kind of insulting. So I don't want to get on the bad list of truckers, you know.
You're going to get on.
You know, you might be a trucker if fill in whatever your favorite truck is. I mean, there's just so many that we could possibly come up with. And there's so many more left on the Facebook, you know, list itself. And
yeah, they just need to head over to Talk CDL, the Facebook page, and check them all out.
What I would say is, you know, this episode is going to be on TalkCDL.com. It'll also be on iTunes. Oh, we need to mention that. So we are officially on iTunes now for the new, you know, higher quality shows. So you can go ahead and head back over to iTunes, type in TalkCDL, and you can subscribe there again. If you didn't know, we just did transition between different services and stuff. So we were off iTunes there for a bit, and a bunch of people noticed. So I just want to say we are back on iTunes. So the episodes will be posting there. So you can head over to iTunes and search for us there.
I wanted them to, you know, going on the note, what you're saying here is because one of the things we want everybody to know is, look, we have over 200 episodes on the internet and they're on iTunes, everything. And the one thing that we're really trying to get out there is the fact that the new Talk CDL is a major, major difference. The quality of sound, you know, the way it's being put together, the whole nine yards. And also we want everybody to know, Tyler, we want to keep letting everybody know that We still have live call-ins. I think the next, a bunch of our shows coming up are interviews with truckers, and these are truck drivers that called in to a special number that we have for call-ins, and anybody that's wanting to participate in the show, we want to try to maybe always let them know on our shows and on the website that absolutely people are welcome to participate in Talk CDL, just like Diesel and them. And by the way, Diesel's doing okay. He's getting better and better and better and stronger. And Alan is chomping at the bit to get back on the show. Cody's been calling me. So everybody's, still wanting to get back on the show. Miss Ruthann will be back on soon again. And John and everybody, but they still got the original two here.
Yeah, we're here and we're breathing and we're not going anywhere. So like you said, if you want to be part of the show, head over to facebook.com/talkcdl, message us there, or just go to talkcdl.com, click on the contact section and fill that out. And we'll get all that. And then we'll, just give us your number or give us an email address, whatever, to contact you. And we'll set up a phone call and we can talk to you about, what we want to talk about on the show, whether it's an interview with you, or maybe you just want to be one of the guys that's talking with us about all these trucker comments that we get on our surveys and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, so thank you to everybody for tuning in to our little segment on You Might Be a Trucker If.
You might be a trucker if. Have a good night, guys, or evening, or whenever you're listening to this show. Be sure to drive safe. Don't forget to use our CB, guys. As always, keep trucking on. And thanks for listening to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show.